old that it is a killer, tier one. Guarantee you. Thanks.
When you got grease all over your hands, you say your hands were all.
Mm-hmm.
Got them all. You couldn't help but get your hands. What?
Greasy.
Greasy when you're using that stuff. But now, the things that you broke ground with in the spring, you used of what? What kind of?
Plow.
Yeah, but do you know what kind they used?
Turning plow, I reckon. I don't know what they used.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have many tools then like they do now. I mean, you just use a plow, turning plow, I reckon.
And to break it up real fine, they use a?
Power.
Okay.
After you turned it over, then you plow it, and then you'd use it. No, you'd break it with a buster. I do know that, too. You'd break it up with a buster, which was a big plow.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you would hire it, don't you see? And that was, they weren't too big now, like good night. On these tractors, you know, you got one wide as a port. But then they had a little one, and they'd hire it, and then they'd do it with the turning plow. That was what they grow it up, turning plow.
Now, your daddy, when he was cutting wood, did he have those kind of X-shaped things that he put a log in, or what was that?
Let me see. What
one? Or an A-shaped thing, you know. You might build a table out of.
Yeah.
Straight across.
Saw horses, I reckon that's what. Did you call them saw horses?
Yeah. Other things that he used, what would he carry things, heavy things around, and do you have a kind of a...
Oh, yeah. He made it. I saw one not long ago that I know he must have had it. I don't remember what he had. But it had been there, Daddy's. And it was a wood box. It was the nicest thing. It was about that long, and it was that wide, and it had a wood handle that come over. And it was into little apartments like that, and okay. Like that. Well, you see, everything he had would have fitted into that, into those little places. And it was made of solid wood. It was bound to have been made out of oak. And whoever it was the Hoovers up here, I remember, yeah. And she had vegetables in it. And I said, well, I wouldn't put, she had potatoes and things like that. And I said, well, I wouldn't put vegetables in there. I'd put that up in, for something else. But she said that her daddy, Hoover's granddaddy, Dale Hoover's granddaddy, was a carpenter. And he kept his tools in there. And I'm sure my daddy must have had one like that. Because they said he was really a... you know, he was really something about his tools. He didn't want nobody to bother, you know, work with them.
Yeah. If you plowed, what would you use? What would they use to break the ground up real even fine? Would they
harrow,
use
the harrow.
Yeah.
Because you know what a harrow is, don't
well,
you?
Well, gee whiz, or
no? It's a long thing. It's got heavy teeth, iron teeth like this.
Yes, ma'am.
Set about that close together. And you see, they're on there, they'd be about for two rows, don't you see? And it those heavy teeth, they were metal teeth, don't you? Iron teeth.
Yeah.
Harrows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what sort of games did y'all play when you were younger? Could you tell
me? Oh,
them?
My goodness, we played a lot of games. We made a lot of playhouses. I remember my playhouses at my mother's.
But some of the things, okay, you built playhouses, or?
Yeah. We had a lot of pretty trees. It's a very pretty place out there. And right across the road, we kind of lived up on a side road, this old house that I was born in. And down in there, there was kind of a, you know, glade, a pretty
hollow
place.
Yeah.
Kind of a, yeah, holler, one too deep. And there were a lot of pretty trees. And we'd make, we just get little pieces of plank and make tables, and we'd each have a room, you know, and I was always the baby, because, see, I was the youngest one of the bunch, and I would always have to be the baby. They wouldn't ever let me be nothing but the baby. I remember that so well. And the playhouse.